Real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
The Breakfast Show this morning, Nobby and Lucy, what were they talking about? So, they were talking about communion and confirmation money.
What did you spend your confirmation and communion money on?
Yeah, specifically what people spent it on, yeah. And some of the answers, by the way, were brilliant. So we're going to play a few of those voice notes in a minute. But we want to hear from you too, by the way. Do you remember what you did with your confirmation money and your communion money? Did you spend it on something ridiculous? Did your parents mind it for you? Inverted commas. And you never saw it again? Or, you know, let us know. Send us a WhatsApp voice note. Just hit the little microphone and tell us what you spent your confirmation and communion money on. How much did you get, by the way? Can you remember how much you got? So, AJ, how much did you get?
I got £1 for my communion and I don't remember for my confirmation.
Yeah, you've got miserable relations.
I know. My granddad gave me £1, bless him.
You're younger than me and I got more than you.
I know.
£1.
I know. And everyone in school got hundreds and hundreds and I went in, I was like, oh, I got £1.
But did they not bring you anywhere, show you off like?
I went to Hunter's in Wicklow, that's where we went for our lunch.
No, but they're not bringing you to relations.
No.
To show you off. You know that they bring you to relations
and
show you off.
Oh, yeah, I think I went to my granddad's cousin's house and they didn't.
They gave you nothing.
They didn't give me any cash.
Miserable feckers.
No. I know. It's very sad, really.
What sort of relations have you got?
Yeah, I know.
Well, anyway, yeah, my communion, now. I think I got £7. Would have been old pound at the time. Yeah, £7. And I think my confirmation, I think I got £25, my confirmation. And I remember with the communion, I spent it on an action man. But it wasn't just the average action man. You know, this action man had scuba gear, had
oh
a dinghy.
Wow.
With a little motor in the back of it that you could fly him up and down in the bath.
Wow.
And I thought I was a bit, I couldn't wait to have a bath. Couldn't wait to get into the bath.
That's why
thing.
You like baths, Niall.
With my action man in his scuba gear. Yeah, that's what I spent it on. Yeah. So we want to know what you spent it on. Let's play some of the voice notes from this morning and see what people spent their money on.
Morning, Cullum. Good morning, Lucy. Happy birthday. So I can remember out of my confirmation money, which would be about 35 years ago, I bought a hair crimper. Now, I still have the same hair crimper and even have the box it came in and the receipt. So, yeah, that's what I bought out of my confirmation money. So, it's still going strong. Anyway, love the show, guys. Keep up the great work. You make everyone's day so much happier.
Aww. Hey, Colm. Hey, Lucy. Foxy here. Mate of mine years ago told me that his sister got a... do you remember them Monchinis or Monchichis or something? Like
Monchichi,
the monkey,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Teddy bear that had, like, really... it's weird hair, but you stuck the thumb into things
mouth. Yeah,
Monchinchi or something. I can't remember the name. But anyway,
Monchinchi.
One of them, and the parents had a barbecue at the back garden one day. But the brother was playing with his mate, and he threw it in the air, but it landed on top of the barbecue, and the thing melted. Okay. But he said his sister never let him live it down. So any time he had any family gatherings or weddings around like that, she used to always bring it up that he melted her toy.
Roasted Monchichi.
Love the show.
Yeah.
I had a small Monchichi keyring, like sort of, I don't know, he was only like about 2 inches.
Yeah.
And I loved him. But I was always jealous of friends that had the big Monchichis.
Yeah, Monchichi.
Good morning, Colm and Lucy.
Sorry.
You're taking me back to my confirmation, which would have been 1981. We made a confirmation in fifth class that year because fifth and sixth class made it together in the school that I went to in Stony Batter. My sailor outfit, which I absolutely loved at the time at 10 years of age, was fantastic. But what I did make out of my confirmation money, we didn't get the money back then that they get nowadays. But I bought a tracksuit and a pair of Sizzler runners. The tracksuit was navy with a red stripe down the arm of it. And it was like something that, you know, Blur kind of wear, Damon O'Blur wears. But I loved it. That's what I wanted out of my money. But I do remember the next morning wearing my clothes again and saying, I'll go down to shop by my mum a bottle of TK Red Lemonade because they had a bit of a hangover from their day out for my confirmation. And when I walked into the door, I let it fall and it didn't smash. It fell on the cap and it spun on the floor like spin the bottle and it destroyed my white skirt, my sailor outfit.
Oh, no.
And I bawled. But God, there's a memory I'm going back now a long time ago. Love the show. Thank you.
Oh, that's a sad
Tracy
one.
Tracy from Trim, by the way.
Sorry, Tracy, that was a sad one. Poor Tracy from Trim.
Was that her actual communion dress, did she say, was ruined?
Yeah, it was ruined because of the tea cake.
Oh, I wonder if
Colm and Lucy, happy 4 years. I remember buying a pink Sony Walkman with my confirmation money, and I can remember sitting in the back of my mother's car with my CDs, listening to music. I thought I was so cool. I think I listened to a lot of Boyzone at the time. And I think I loved it so much. It used to run out of batteries a lot. I wonder where it ended up. Sinead and Skibbereen.
Oh, Sinead. There, yeah, Walkmans were very popular, of course, back then.
So that
extremely
was
extremely popular.
That's all the messages then from the breakfast show. But yeah, I mean, like I say, I only got a pound for my communion, so I don't remember buying anything. But I do actually, I have remembered whilst I've been listening to them, I don't know how much I got for my confirmation, but I think I bought a Tupac album, like on tape.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
All Eyes
okay.
on Me. Yeah,
yeah. So when you made your communion, by the way, did you do the whole dress up thing?
Oh, of course, yeah.
So well, you must have made more for your communion, seems you went to the trouble of dressing up.
No, I got a pound.
No, that was your communion.
Yes, I'm rubbing it in,
oh,
will you?
Jesus, AJ. I thought that was for confirmation, where you don't really, you know, confirmation, you kind of get nice slacks and a jacket and a pair of runners or something, right?
Yeah.
But at least, you know, with your communion, you're like a little bride going down the altar, you know, or going down the aisle. I thought, and you're brought around to your relations in this wonderful wedding dress. I thought girls make a huge amount of, you have your little bag ready for your money to be put in. Your little bag didn't weigh very much, did it? Jesus.
Can
a
you
pound.
Stop rubbing it in, please?
I'm just saying, a pound. Like, I mean, even Molly got more than a pound, I'm sure. Molly, much did ask Molly?
Molly, how much she got?
I bet you Molly got 100 quid.
How much?
740. 740 quid.
Ah, come on. Right.
I should have sent you to Molly's relations.
Yeah. I've gone over Molly's.
740 quid. Who does she hang out with? Who do her folks hang out
she
with?
She obviously comes from a very wealthy family. Very wealthy background, don't you, Molly?
Yeah. Hanging out with the Rothschilds. That's and it. The rest of them. So we got from one extreme to the other. I mean, a pound to 750. But AJ, I just, like, you would find more than a pound.
Can you stop rubbing it in? I could have been I could have said, "Oh, I got £100."
You should have lied.
I should have. I literally should.
You should have lied.
Should have lied.
But I just can't figure it out. Even your parents would give you more than that.
You would think, wouldn't you? Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. So, what did you buy with your pounds, by the way?
I think I put it in my post office. Oh, yeah,
you didn't even spend on like a packet of crisps or something.
I put it in my post office account.
See, even Molly thinks that's hilarious. Oh, God.
Sorry for snorting, everybody. snorted.
So what about your confirmation? Did you do better for your confirmation?
I can't remember how much I got, but like I said, I think I bought a Tupac album. Yeah.
Okay, so you got at least a tenner anyway.
I got at least, no, that would have been, yeah, good, yeah, tenner or maybe 20 quid, yeah.
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 Right, okay.
Yeah, so I did a little
look
bit
better. Look at you, woo, 20 quid.
I think we're going to have to go to the ads, Niall.
We go to the ads. Hold on, I'll do the ads. People are still in disbelief about AJ's pound for her communion. People are saying that she must have stayed in all day or something.
Someone said they're going to set up a GoFundMe. I'm all for that just to make up for my communion.
I think we should.
Yeah.
I think we should set a GoFundMe up for AJ.
Thanks,
AJ's
guys.
Communion missed out on her communion. I think that's really sad, AJ. I shouldn't laugh. I should be really sad about this because you're my mate. Like,
oh, no.
I'm really sad now. You know,
actually,
of course I was laughing and everything
some
else
people
and joking
have actually,
and jesting.
They're messaging in saying, oh, we feel really bad now because you only got a pound for your communion.
Yeah. And before the break there, I was breaking me shite laughing with you, thinking there must have been something wrong with your dress or was it? or what it was. And now I feel really sad because you're like me mate.
Yeah, thanks.
And you only got a pound.
I know. I'm going to play some voice notes now.
Play them. Play the voice notes. Go on.
I didn't get communion money.
Did you not?
I got a book on Mother Teresa. Huh? And I didn't get confirmation money. I got a slap. That's what happens when you live on the north side.
Okay. There's someone else that didn't do too well for their communion.
That's a bit dismal, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Yeah, sorry to hear about that.
For my communion, I got a set of Barbie walkie-talkies and then my dad put the rest into savings and I never saw it again.
By the way...
Hi, AJ.
Go ahead.
Sorry. That sounds suspiciously like Molly. Can I just point? Can I just point out?
That's Molly's twin.
Is it? Okay, go on.
Yeah. Hi, AJ, Noel. What do I spend my money on? Might be a bit controversial. Mostly Pogs and Premier League sticker cards.
Oh, I remember Pogs.
And your man takes a cut out of it.
Yeah.
And whatever I had left in my Velcro wallet, in my green suit, go to Dr. Quirky's, games of pill, tried to chat up the outboards. But then whatever else we had left, we'd go into Eason's and change a load of pounds at the time into twopences and go into Eason's and buy a gold felt pen and paint all the twopences into that looked like 20 pences and try to flog them off in the local shops. And not sure I live in, I hung up his banner for him beside the Isle of Santa, and I know where I live.
Uh-huh.
And so I was kind of an entrepreneur / scam artist, fraudster. So yeah, that's where
was
back in 1994. So yeah, there you go.
Yeah, John is a lovely guy.
Still out of prison.
He invited me up, by the way, during the election campaign for tea with his friends in his house. So I went up and he hung a banner outside telling people to vote for me. And then he put a poster on his front door of his apartment, which is directly facing the Sinn Féin office. So Mary Lou couldn't miss it when she walked out the door every day.
That is gas.
And then
I love
Mary
John.
Lou was there to open they had a new garden built. And Mary Lou came to open it. And he went and had his picture taken with Mary Lou, but at the last minute removed his arm where he had vote for Niall Boylan. She wasn't very happy.
Good old John. Nice one, John. John is gas.
Yep, absolutely.
Can't remember what I spent my communion money on, but I spent my confirmation money on a transistor radio from Pat Lucy's Hi-Fi in Cork City.
So I spent my communion money on a Nintendo DS, a 3DS to be precise. I got the baby pink one and it was the best thing I ever purchased. But I honestly think some of my communion money was stolen back from me from my parents.
Loads of people are saying that.
I used to bring it up all the time when I was that age. I was like, where did the rest of it go? Where did it go?
Because sure
I just
more.
Didn't have it anymore. I probably did spend it, but to this day, I think I was robbed.
A lot of people, by the way, that happened to me. That happened to me. That happened to me too.
Yeah.
In my confirmation, I think I got like 25 or 30 quid. My dad said, now don't forget to give your mother some of that. I was like, well, how much? Like, so I had to give my mother like a fiver or a tenner or something out of it. You know what I mean?
Mm.
I couldn't see the point of that. It was, you know what I mean? First time ever getting money.
Loads of messages coming in saying that. Yeah, that they gave it to their parents to mind or invest. But never saw a bean.
Invested in the pub on a Saturday night.
That's it.
Yeah.
Swimming togs. The really tight Speedo types that you got in the 1970s.
The budgie smugglers.
A pair of runners.
I spent my communion money on my first Nokia Blockia. And then my confirmation money, I spent it also on, I think it was a Motorola flip phone. So nothing really changed there. I'm still saving up money and spending money on phones. So it's now 20 years I've been investing in phones.
Mm. Yeah.
I put my confirmation money towards a trip to Old Trafford to see a Manchester United game. And it was definitely a great experience. I would say it was a good use of the money. Typically, as they do, they did lose. I won't say against who, because I think it makes the story more embarrassing, but it wasn't a good team. Mm. And But I think the experience was definitely worth it for spending the money. You can say, you know, I went to Old Trafford, legendary stadium. I just usually leave out the part where they lost.
Hi, it's Olivia, and I have actually never seen my Holy Communion money because we had about 150 people at my Holy Communion, and I got loads of presents and stuff, but all of the cash that I got, the cash money, I was not allowed to have because I wouldn't It's not that I wouldn't. I just didn't write all of my thank you cards by hand. And I actually do have a joint condition, so I'm not actually able to write. So I never actually saw the money in the end. My mom stuck to her threat.
So that's so she, because she couldn't write the thank
that
you cards.
A bit harsh.
Our mother kept the money.
Oh, Olivia. That's even sadder than my story.
No, it's not. Fairness.
Okay.
You got a pound.
I'm trying to deflect it here. Okay.
At least you got presents. You know what I mean? You got a pound.
Yeah.
I spent my communion money on a bike.
Wow. How much did you get if you were able to afford a bike?
Yeah, more than a pound.
Yeah, more than a pound. loads of messages coming in. One,
Jamali, he spent his on a trip to Old Trafford. He didn't sound very Irish or English. He sounded American. Did he? So he must have got some amount of money if he flew from America to Old Trafford to see a match. I'm just assuming that. By
he
the way.
Sounded Irish.
No, he did not. He sounded American.
Did he?
Yeah.
I thought he sounded Irish.
No, he had an American accent. So he didn't get a pound.
Loads of people saying, I got nothing. My parents got it. Loads of people saying, are you okay, AJ? Don't mind him.
Stop out of that. Yeah, I feel bad now. I'm really sad, actually, for you. I mean, you're my mate.
Thanks, Niall.
I'll give you some money later. I'll show you some money.
For my communion.
I got paid today. So I'll fling over a bit of money to you.
Thanks for that. Yeah. It's actually John said he's going to set up a GoFundMe. So if you could get on to him about that, that would be nice.
I'll double the money you got for your communion and send it to you.
2 quid.
Yeah.
Someone saying on their confirmation they went to Ben Burb Street. Where's Ben
Oh,
Burb
God.
Street? Oh.
Oh, no.
Oh, I know where that is. Down like Smithfield area.
Yeah, but you know what they went to Ben Burb Street for?
No, what's there?
Oh, no, AJ.
What's there?
Oh, God, AJ.
What am I missing? I feel so stupid.
Have a guess.
Women of the... Ladies of the Night?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, for his confirmation.
Just be young, isn't it? What age is confirmation? 14, is it?
It's sixth class, isn't it? So 12.
12? Ah, come on. You go to Ben Burb Street at 12 years of age. And Ben Burb Street was famous and always will be famous and still is to this day. For the older women of the night.
Oh.
Yeah.
The more experienced.
It's which one is Ben Burb Street? Is that... Because there was two areas they were famous for, which was the Pepper Canister and Ben Burb Street. So I think Ben Burb Street, that's down around where the army barracks is.
It's down, yeah. It's down that way. I know where you mean. Someone else saying, my dad invested my confirmation money in the mid-90s. I cashed it in the mid-2000s. 40K. He was a farmer, but good with money. That is good. If my pound had been invested, it wouldn't be anyone here 40K. So you must have got a decent amount. I could find, you know, the way I was listening to something the other day, he's talking about these dormant accounts. I need to go back and find my post office account because it's gone. You know, like it's... So I wonder what has happened to my pound because I'm trying to work out what everyone's laughing. I'm trying to work out what year I made.
Jesus, AJ, I have a pound. I give you a euro here now.
Yeah, but it's, I don't know, like with compound, you know, all of that, how long the account's been sitting
there.
You seem
to miss it. Hold on here.
You don't have a pound. That's a euro.
I do. That's well, that's okay.
Yeah.
A euro is about £1 is about 1.20 there.
Yeah.
There. Now you know.
Thank
it doesn't matter what happened to it.
Grand. All right, we're
you
sorted
have it
now.
Back now. You we're have your sorted now. Money.
Okay, another voice now here, Niall.
Hi, Niall. AJ. Sorry. I don't remember my communion, but for my confirmation, got a couple of bob, but the best thing I loved was the clatter ring that my mother got me. Love the show. Thanks, guys.
Oh, that's lovely.
Oh, yeah, clatter rings. They were really popular at a time.
I actually,
they still are to some degree.
I have one. I wear that on my little finger.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, silver one.
That's nice.
Yeah. Mm. It's kind of Irish. Like, because I didn't live in Ireland for a few years, I was like, oh, I want something Irish to wear, you know, yeah. And so it's right. Nice, yeah. It's only a small one, though.
What, you look at your little ring every now and again and go, ah, Ireland.
Ireland. Oh, Igara.
I wish I was home back in Ireland. Yeah. It's like those people who go on holidays to Spain, you know what I mean? And then they look for the first Irish pub they can find, sit in the Irish pub going, I wish I was back in Ireland. I said, what are you going on holidays for?
And they would never do anything like that at home.
No. And then they're giving out. I can't wait to get home for a good cup of tea.
I know.
And I'm going, Jesus, just enjoy your holiday.
People pack their suitcase and they've got their Barry's
sausages.
Tea.
Their sausages.
Super Quinn sausages, which you can get now. Have you seen? They're in Super Value now, Super Quinn sausages. I got some the other week.
I don't think you're allowed to bring tea bags, all right?
Yeah, you can.
But the days, certainly going to America, years ago, people used to bring rashers and sausages over to the relations in America. You're not allowed to do that anymore. I don't think you're allowed to import meat anymore. Because you are importing meat.
Yeah. You can in Spain, definitely, because that's what we used to do. Whoever was coming home used to bring back the super cream sausages.
And tato crisps.
Yeah. What else do we used to have to bring? Ballymallow relish is another one. Yeah. But you can actually buy that in the UK now. You can buy Ballymallow.
What Americans are really missing out on is Cadbury's chocolate. Because they sell Cadbury's chocolate, like Fruit and Nut and Tiffin and all the other ones, right? In America, in Walmart. You buy them in Walmart.
Okay.
But it's licensed to Hershey's, so it's made by Hershey's.
Oh, well then, there's no way it's going to taste the same.
It doesn't taste the same. It doesn't taste like Cadbury's. It's not milky. It doesn't taste like Cadbury's chocolate. And I believe because of the heat in a lot of states in America, they add something to it to stop it from melting too quick. It just doesn't taste the same.
It's grainy.
So you Americans are missing out.
It is. It's absolutely disgusting. Like, I tried Hershey's chocolate and it tastes like puke.
It's horrible.
Yeah, bile.
I just don't like Hershey's chocolate.
No, it's disgusting.
You can't beat Cadbury's chocolate.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, you just can't beat it. Particularly buttons, by the way.
Someone's just said Sammy's
I did say something there, but you kind of missed it.
Oh,
straight over
buttons, sorry.
I'm just saying. Do you want to tell them the story?
No, I'm not.
Or should I?
You can tell them the story. Now, you're great at telling the story. You go ahead. You tell them.
So a listener, a very kind listener, sent in a little parcel. It was an open top bag. You know, for all to see. It was a card, a get well card, a packet of jelly babies. That is as I thought, just a packet of jelly babies. And, you know, I picked it up, obviously. And then the following day, AJ said, oh, there was a parcel there for you. I said, yeah, no, I picked it up. And she went, oh, did you? I went, yeah. And I said, yeah, it was lovely. Why? And she said, okay, hands up. I stole the packet of buttons out. She stole the chocolate buttons out of the parcel. So not only is she a pervert with a pound, she's now a thief as well. She's a thief as well.
And it was a big share bag buttons. As well. And I didn't even share it. I ate the whole lot of them.
It was a share bag of buttons.
Yeah, it was a share bag.
Oh, that even makes it worse. Wasn't even a small bag. It was a share bag.
And there were the big buttons as well.
Oh, it makes it even worse. Giant buttons. Giant your favourites. Yeah. Oh, stop.
Sorry about that. And sorry to whoever it was that left him in, but thank you.
It was Maura.
Oh, thank you,
lovely
Maura.
Woman.
Thank
She's
you.
An angel.
Thank you.
Yeah. Maura the angel. She's my guardian angel. And my Maura. Anyway. Sorry, Maura. There's a thief in the building. Anyway. By the way, Jessica, when you sent in the card, that the scratch cards didn't go missing. And then I heard tomorrow that AJ has gone off on a fabulous holiday somewhere.
That's what we were saying. It'd be like, oh, where's AJ gone?
She's gone to America. She said something
for her shift, yeah.
Yeah, thanks for the scratch card.
She had a bit of a windfall there. That was the last we heard of her.
Anyway, I'm trying to think, by the way, what I got for my confirmation. Yeah, so I got the scuba diver for my communion, but for my confirmation, I can't remember actually what I got. I think I saved the money or something. I'm surprised to hear man saying he went to Dr. Quirky's to pick up a few birds. John, he was only 12.
Yeah, but I remember like at that around that age, like 13, 14, you'd go into Dr. Quirky's and you'd be just, you know.
Yeah. Is Quirky's there that long? How long is Quirky's there?
It was there when I was a teenager. So back in the 90s. Noughties for me. Let me check.
Where Dr. Quirky's is now, was that the Carlton Cinema at one stage? I think it might have been. Because when I was young, you had the Savoy on one side and a beautiful cinema, the Savoy, and a beautiful cinema on the other side called the Carlton. And I think that's where Dr. Quirky's is now. And then there was the Royal Dublin Hotel, which is now gone.
So it says Dr. Quirky's on Dublin's O'Connell Street opened in 1976.
God, stay that long. I never remember that. Must have been there when I was young, so.
Yeah, must have been.
Yeah, I would have been only 1976. I was about 14 years of age.
Wow, okay. Yeah, no. Yep, so it was there for a long time. And of course, yeah, the Savoy is gone now, isn't it?
No, the Savoy's still there. The Carlton is gone.
Ah, the Carlton's gone. That's the one. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, and the Adelphi's gone, which was down Abbey Street.
Yeah.
And then the Metropole, which was also on O'Connell Street. And then the Ambassador, which was a beautiful cinema. It's still the building, the Ambassador, is still there, but it's not a cinema anymore, obviously. Which is the very top of O'Connell Street.
That was a venue now when I was younger. I went to see a couple of DJs in there.
Yeah, well, they wanted to, what's his name, that nightclub guy from the UK. Pete Waterman.
Oh, Weatherspoons.
No, the other guy, I can't remember his name. He had a couple of lap dancing clubs.
Peter Stringfellow.
Yeah, he wanted to buy it at one stage to open up a big nightclub like Stringfellow's. And they I think they refused him planning on it because it would have been disrespectful to the building or whatever. Or something, I don't know. Because it's obviously a preservation order on the building. It's a beautiful building. I don't know why they can't turn it back into a cinema. It would make a beautiful cinema and theatre.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But there is a theatre down the side. The Gate Theatre is down the side of it, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, the Gate. Yeah, God, I haven't heard of that in years.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
Thank you to everybody who got involved. Thank you to everybody who's offering money to AJ.
Thanks, everyone.
Yeah, let's be clear about it. She's not skint. All right, you know what I mean? But she did only get a pound for her communion, but she's not skint. You know, she has a few quid, like. Clearly she has, because she's got four kids. You know what I mean? So money is coming from somewhere.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.